Oh, hi, Rudy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was actually following up regarding the account and the past due balance.
Yes, ma'am. How much longer do I have on that contract?
It's a month-to-month where you can cancel at any time. However, you agreed to a month-to-month subscription, Rudy, that automatically renews each month on the 20th. So mm-hmm. in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So
okay.
the good news is right now you're only past due for the October 20th payment. But, mm-hmm. you know, come November 20th, another one will reoccur. So
yes,
if you're
ma'am.
Wanting to cancel, this is a good time. Although it'll dramatically affect your business because everything we've done in getting you ranked on Google will unravel and the site will come down. So if you want to keep the site, what you could do is pay the past due balance from October, and then moving forward, we can convert your package to just website hosting, and that's $49 monthly for the hosting of the site.
Yeah, because it hasn't really done much for me at all, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, I don't get hardly anything on there, any kind of leads or anything like that. Yeah, that's all I was thinking, but I just walked in the door right now.
Okay, good. One thing I want to explain to you is that the leads that will come through the website are always going to be far and few between, and here's why. Is that when people see you on the first page, most people are going to go click to call you from that Google page, or they'll go to your website for immediate contact. So they'll never fill out that contact form on the site because they've already talked to you, right? But there are rare occurrences where they can't call you right that second because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So in those occurrences, they fill out the form that's on the site and you get notified that there's a lead coming. But again, those are usually hit or miss and far and few between because those people have already contacted you. And have you been on the dashboard by chance to see the results that you are getting?
No, I honestly don't have a chance to do any of this stuff like that. I've been so busy. I don't have time. I just literally just got home right now, just walked in the door.
Yeah.
I have some paperwork that I have to get sent out that somebody called me on, and sorry, I'm looking through stuff. I was going to look into that. I was like, because I don't really get much off of it. So I'm like, and I've been getting calls, and it's like, I'm sorry, I'm just doing some work right now.
That's okay. Well, just to let you know, in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,809 times, and you've had 236 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you're probably getting a ton of work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah, they never say anything on the website because I have another, it's a local place here where they advertise when, cause they, I guess they do like, sporting events like locally here in high school and stuff.
Okay.
And, they advertise and they charge, but I get a lot of calls actually through them.
All of the client calls are not coming through them because on the dashboard, Google tracks the keywords that you're being found for. So it's saying 342 times you were found for AC repair near me, 15 times for AC stint in Texas, 15 times for AC units near me, 15 times for Arkansas County, Texas, HVAC. Business is in Stanton, Texas, 15 times. There's actually 20 different keywords that you're coming up for. So, and all of that is tracked on the dashboard. So, you know, one thing I could do to kind of help you out a little bit is I could, if you wanted to keep it going and just have time to go on the dashboard and make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck, is you could settle the October 20th payment, and then I can push the next one out 30 days, which means you'll be paid in full till December 13th. And that gives you plenty of time to get on the dashboard, track the results that you're receiving, and, you know, be confident that you're getting work as a result of this. You could even start asking clients, and they're never going to say, oh, I found you through Local Splash, or I found you through your website, because that website doesn't get found automatically, right? It gets found because we're promoting it on the first page. So they might say, oh, I looked you up online, I saw you on the internet, I found you on Google. All of that is as a result of this program.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get some things on here.
It's okay.
I have to get some paperwork done to a client. But yeah, let me get on here. What's the payment that I owe, or
just $149? And I
and
think
is that monthly that I pay $149?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now the good news is you're only past due $149, but on the 20th that'll reoccur to $298, and that will continue to do so until this settles. I don't have any wiggle room to push a billing out or anything like that while an account is past due, right? But once we get the payment up to speed, I can absolutely at that point push that next billing out 30 days for you. So I think we have like not even a week left before you have that another charge on there. And I don't want, you know, it to start affecting your credit and your business and all that either. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And can I pay that online?
You can. So if you try to log on the dashboard, it will tell you your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. When you click that button, it'll automatically take you to the billing page where you can update it. Or if you like, I have the billing in front of me now, and I think what we discussed last time is that the visa ending in 3421 is still good. You just have a new expiration. So
yes,
which
is
10 of what?
I'll go ahead and take care of it right now. So I can get that over with, and I can call and
You got it. Yeah, that way you have one less thing to do because I know you're busy. So the new expiration
I'm waiting for AEP to come reconnect my power to my house because I'm remodeling.
No.
I'm not the generator, so I'm in and out right now. And
I bet.
10/28.
And then the code?
The new expiration date, 10/28.
Okay, and the CVV?
248.
248. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and that will have you paid in full until December 13th. Now, if you choose to just keep the site and go to the $49 package, or if you choose not to continue, just call us a couple of days before the December 13th, and that way we can make sure that we make revisions before, you know, your next payment is due, okay?
Okay.
All right, and in the meantime, thank you for taking care of that. I did get the green light on the payment, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
You too. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you so much, Rudy. Bye-bye.